Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Johann Schmiegel, you've got the world's highest IQ.
Yes, 247.
Wow, did you know that thanks to Salesforce with Einstein AI, everyone's smarter? Now everyone's an Einstein, just like you.
But I'm the smartest.
Not anymore. With connected data and trusted AI, everyone can give customers experiences they've only dreamed of. Oh, look, here's a few Einsteins now.
Hey, hi.
Hola, amigo.
Everyone's an Einstein?
It's okay, Johann, let it happen. The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.
Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
From Bloomberg World Headquarters, I'm Charlie Pellett. Stocks mix, the Dow and S&P lower. NASDAQ is higher. Crude oil falling today. West Texas Intermediate down 2.6% to $42.36 a barrel. Brent down 2.9%, below 45 now at $44.69, down $1.33. First drop for Brent below 45 since November of last year. S&P down 3 to 24.33, down 0.1%. NASDAQ up 39, up 0.6%. The Dow down 58, down 0.3%. And we have got gold up 3.30 the ounce, up 0.3%. I'm Charlie Pellett. That's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
Charlie Pellett, thank you so much. You are listening to Bloomberg Markets on this Wednesday. Carol Masser, Corey Johnson, this is Bloomberg.
One more and many more pieces of information on what's going on in the economy. How will the Fed react? Dan Heckman joins us right now, Senior Director at U.S. Bancorp Wealth Management. And Dan, sometimes I think we pay too much attention to what the Fed's going to do, but right now I don't think we pay too much attention to what the Fed's going to do. Your thoughts?
Well, I think the Fed is going to stay, Corey, on this path of gradually increasing rates. You saw the comments the other day from Fed President, New York Fed President Bill Dudley, commenting on that. He thinks gradually tightening and keeping that pace kind of consistent based upon the data that is coming out will continue to lengthen this economic expansion, which is now in its eighth year. And we've had only one other prior period, I believe, that's gone economically longer, and that's 10 years. So, you know, you could say we're in the eighth or ninth inning, perhaps, of this expansion. And I think the Fed gradually raising rates is probably the right medicine here at this stage.
It's interesting, too, in that the Fed is having a hard time trying to figure out, okay, we're pretty much at full employment or awfully close if you do it statistically, look at the unemployment rate. And yet inflation is having a hard time really getting going. And now the Fed has that dual, mandate of watching the labor market, watching inflation. Is the Fed, Dan, at risk of raising rates? I know this is going to sound crazy. Too fast, too much too fast. That means it'll keep inflation even more in check, if you will.
Sure. I think the inflation issue is technology. Technology has played a major role in really suppressing inflation, in our opinion. You see this in the oil patch, for example. Even despite very low oil prices, technology has enabled oil production companies to lower their costs and remain somewhat profitable. Now, when you get down into this current level and below 40, that's a challenge. But technology is going to continue to advance our economy, and I think make us less prone to inflation. And as long as oil prices, commodity prices stay, what I would say, somewhat in a depressed state, Carol, I think the Fed probably shouldn't factor on inflation going up much. I think what they are focused on is the unemployment rate. Unemployment conditions are extremely tight. Housing market continues, especially in the single family market area, continues to grind tighter, prices moving up higher. So I wouldn't say inflation is dead. I think just the components of inflation has kind of changed, and some are more inflationary than others. But net-net, I think inflation in general is pretty tame here. The Fed, I think, has the right focus in that as long as GDP is growing and unemployment remains solid, and we shouldn't expect, you know, payrolls to grow at a 200 or 250 kind of pace going forward. Available labor supply is continuing to decrease, and it's going to be extremely difficult for payrolls to you know, amount to much over, say, a range of 150,000, 175,000. But I think the Fed is appropriate here to kind of tap the brakes, is what I would call it, on Fed fund rate increases, and continue to do so when it's appropriate.
It's interesting, too, though, that you mentioned GDP. And, of course, we've had this sort of slowing GDP, these downward revisions, and the indication is that it's just not really cranking right here.
No, it's not, Corey, and I think we just have a different dynamic in terms of the consumer. We've got an aging population. A lot of the baby boomers are more geared to saving for retirement, less so on consumption. And the U.S. economy is still dominated by the U.S. consumer in terms of how big of an impact it makes on our GDP. So I don't expect GDP numbers to you know, increase significantly. We are watching very carefully auto production. And if you notice, here in my home city, Kansas City, they recently laid off GM, General Motors, laid off 1,000 workers. Now, some of that is mainly due to less demand for sedans versus SUVs. But auto production in general, which is a big component and multiplier for GDP, is starting to roll over a bit, and we want to watch that very carefully.
Interesting. Any chance of a recession in any time near future?
Carol, I think there's always a chance. You can always have some kind of shock and what have you.
But you know what I mean. Is it more likely or more likely not?
Well, I think from our viewpoint, unless commodity prices really pinch the consumer here, we think more likely not. But we recognize, as I mentioned very earlier, that we're kind of in the late innings here and starting to see, you know, late cycle issues, auto loans, especially in the what I'd call you know, high yield kind of type or lower credit quality loans are having some struggles. Credit card delinquency is starting to tick up ever so slightly. So you see a little bit of stress in certain pockets, certain areas, and you have to watch it, I think, very carefully. I think, you know, there still needs to be a lot more improvement on wage growth. And if we don't get that, could we roll over and have, you know, a recession at some point in time? Possibly, Carol, but I think it's at least 6 months to a year away.
All right. 6 months to a year. I'll take it. We got to run. Dan, thank you. Nice to kind of kick this stuff around and some of what we're seeing in terms of Fed speak at this point. Dan Heckman, he is Senior Director and Fixed Income Strategist at U.S. Bancorp Wealth Management, $142 billion in assets under management on the phone in Kansas City, Missouri, which is exactly where they are based. Speaking of fixed income, quick check on the 10-year, yield of 215, 2-year with a yield of 134. You are listening to Bloomberg Markets.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, We don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Meet Gary. Gary's about to become an Einstein in an instant.
Whoa, Einstein hair. I like it.
That's right, Gary, because you're using Salesforce powered by Einstein AI to connect data, predict business trends, generate personalized content, and wow customers.
I do feel a lot smarter.
Because you're not just Gary anymore. You're Gary, empowered by Einstein AI.
Did you hear that, team? I'm an Einstein.
Oh, can I get a selfie?
The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.